Okay. Well, welcome everybody to the call. This is our first team TNT call of the year, and I absolutely could not think of a better way to kick off this year than by having our very own guest of honor tonight, the CNO of It Works Global, which is the whole reason why all of us are here. And I can't begin to even thank this lady enough to think that 5.5 years ago, our life completely turned around because of this business. And I know that when we started, I literally was not expecting this amazing of a journey. I expected some fun, some extra income, of course, friends. I knew that that was just part of getting involved in network marketing, was meeting some phenomenal people. And I tell you what, this company has rocked our socks off, changed our whole lives, changed our whole world. And I feel forever, of course, indebted to Mark and Cindy Pentecost. And of course, if it were not for Pam Sauter, we would not have this crazy rap thing. And Pam Sauter, I just appreciate you so much for all that you do and all that you've done and the millions of miles that you've traveled, the millions of raps you've rapped, and just what you do to pour into us, because you know, a lot of people know that Nolan and I have shared some time in the industry, but never have we had, you know, hashtag the best CEO ever in Mark and the best in you, and that you would actually take the time to work and share tonight with as big as this company is and what you do and how busy your schedule is. So thank you so much for being with us from beautiful sunny Florida, and we're so grateful.
You are welcome. Hello, Tiffany.
Hello. I can't think of a better way to start the new year.
Well, we're excited. We just had a huge meeting in Mark's office yesterday planning out 2016, getting ready for one conference, and I can't tell you how stoked we are. Our 2015 was phenomenal, and we want to thank all of you for that. It was growth extraordinaire. And when we look at the numbers, we're just like not at all thinking it wasn't possible at all. We're just right at where we wanted to be, exactly where we wanted to be, because what we've been doing is all year long, in 2015, getting ready to go beyond that billion. And so now we're poised, we're ready. We've put a lot of people in place at the home office. We've hired, close to 100 now, new people within that corporate team, and 30 more abroad. And of course, we just opened up Italy yesterday, which was very, very exciting. That's something we've been working on for a very long time. And we're still opening up Michigan. When I think about Michigan, you know, we've got Black Diamonds in Michigan, Ambassador Diamonds like Tiffany. And I think, wow, we're going to have hundreds of Black Diamonds. And so, Tiffany, I know this team, I had the opportunity to meet with a lot of leadership on this team at the end of last year. That was a wonderful day. I still think about those crack donuts all the time. They're still on my brain, so you got to bring some to one conference.
All right.
So Tiffany, you know, when you think about your team, what do you think is the strongest message that I could send to this team right now?
That we are just getting started, and you know, when you said that one day we'll have hundreds of Black Diamonds, I believe that, and I feel like sometimes, you know, like we're ambassador, but we're waiting for all these ambassadors to come in our team, and we just want them to know it's so possible.
Yeah. All right. So let's just talk about this mathematically, because really everything in science is based on mathematics. And when I look at, let's go back to the first 5 years of It Works, we didn't have a diamond the first 5 years. And so it took that long to just really capture some people's attention to think that they could possibly get the diamond. I remember thinking about the comp plan. Should we change it? Is it too hard? And I thank God we didn't, because now we have, you know, thousands and thousands of diamonds. Now we have 75 current ambassador diamonds. 75. Tiffany, you're one of those. And we have 3 Black Diamonds. And so when you think about, all right, we've got 3 Black Diamonds, 75 ambassadors, what does it take to get there? Well, it takes courage, It takes getting over fear. It takes, most importantly, attitude. Attitude. And having the right attitude and then backing that up with belief in yourself. I'm hoping that all of you believe in the company. I mean, we are there for you. We're constantly updating our product line and our back end, and we fuel millions and millions of dollars daily into this business and to get it at the level that we want it. So we feel like I feel very comfortable on our end being able to support that many more ambassadors, that many more Black Diamonds. But most of you have to realize that you've got to have the faith and belief that you are worth that. The only reason we don't have more Black Diamonds is simply because the ambassadors that we have and the ones that are coming up don't believe that. They don't believe that that's possible. And until it really becomes possible for you and your belief level is there, and then you take that intentional focus and you say, I'm going to do this. I have a Black Diamond team. And you focus in on that. Now, it could take you several years like it did everyone else. Everyone else. It took years to build that foundation. And now I'm hoping that that over the next couple of years, our Black Diamonds will see a half a million a month in income. Because it's all about the mass. The more volume that we have globally, and that volume is running through your business, your legs, your core business, then you're going to reap the benefits of that monetarily. So as we reach this beyond a billion, there are going to be a lot more Black Diamonds and a lot more ambassadors. We need that in order to reach that goal. So, Tiffany, it just comes down to what do you want? What do you want? Putting it out there, saying this is what I believe, this is what I want, this is what my intentions are, this is what I'm going to focus on, and focusing on that and not caring what anyone thinks. Not caring if you get a yes, not caring if you get a no. Respect both of those because at the time that's what they are, and not taking it personally. And really understanding that this is up to you. And Tiffany, let me ask you this. Until you really felt, I'm going Black Diamond, I'm going Ambassador, you weren't there, were you?
No, it literally was just that decision for sure.
Yeah,
deciding.
That decision. And then once you decided, how long were you presidential?
I was presidential for a year.
Okay.
And then you came to South Bend for us for a One Team, One Mission, and we sat in our little Waterford Estates pub, and we talked about Ambassador, and we went the next month.
Yeah. Yeah. and that's what it does. It takes. So all of you right now, all of you that are listening, tonight, before you go to bed, I want you to get very comfortable somewhere by yourself and get a pen and piece of paper and get very quiet. Just get very, very quiet and decide what you want. What level of income do you feel comfortable and knowing that it's achievable? I had someone with me a couple weeks ago, and I said, so what is it? What is this year's goals? And she flew out, $50,000 a month Ambassador Diamond. And the way she flipped it out and the way she said it, I said, it's not going to happen. And she goes, I cannot believe you said that to me. And I said, well, you know what? I'd love to be, I could lie to you and say, you can do it, but not the way you said it. I don't believe it, and you don't believe it. And she just got very, very quiet. And she said, you're right. I just threw that out there. Probably thought that was something you wanted to hear, but I don't believe that. And so you've got to believe it. Don't do it because you think somebody wants to hear that. Do it because, all right, I'm going for $5,000 a month. I feel that that's achievable. I feel worthy of that. And I'm going to set my intentions on that. And that's a, I remember setting my intentions when I first got network marketing on $1,000 a month. I wanted $1,000 a month. That's all I could vision. That's all I could see. And I got there, and in my fourth month, I achieved that. And then I went from $15.78 to a little over $203, and then to $748, and to a little over $1,000. And then the next month I did a little over $1,000, and my sponsor called me and he said, "What was your check?" And I said, "Oh, it was a little over $1,000 again. I'm just so excited." And he goes, "Well, what happened? You went from $15.78 to $203 to $748 to $1,000. I mean, you were like more than doubling. More than, I mean, think about it, 200 to 700. 700 to 1,000. But what happened was I reached my mindset. My mindset was at 1,000. Now, how do you stop that train? How did I stop? How did I stop that from doubling? I mean, my team was still working. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how that works. I don't know all of the aspects of that. I just know that that's what my focus was, my intention and my belief. And then when he said that to me, I said, "Do you think I could double it?" He said, "Absolutely, I think you could double it." The next month I doubled it. And then the next month I doubled it, and I kept going. So my mindset had to change. My belief level had to change in order for that to happen. So, Tiffany, you've got the team. You have committed to going Black Diamond. You're working. I see your work ethic, you and Nolan. I mean, you've got the party house of all party houses of all party houses to have the fun, the adventures, and the excitement. So what else do you think this team needs?
Well, you know, so many of them just thinking bigger, which I love, and then really a lot of them, you know, feel like people watch us for a while, and so I told them, you know, you're the blitzing queen. You created the blitz, which is so genius, mm-hmm. because, mm-hmm. you know, we used to call it cold recruiting, you know, and I was like, that just sounds
yeah.
awful. But yeah. the fact that you have done that and done that and done that and done it so effortlessly, and a lot of people just, they need to just know that everywhere they go, people need this. So I think blitzing would mm-hmm. be great, because people always want to know more about blitzing, and you're the best.
Well, blitzing for me gave me a tool. This is a unique product that we're introducing, still introducing to the world, still just opening up Italy. I mean, think about that. 61 million people, and they don't know that there's a crazy rap out there. And I guarantee you there's many, many more millions here in the U.S. that have never heard of this. We live in a very small tunnel, a very small world within a very vast world. But our perception is our reality. So our perception is all my friends know about it. Well, even if the majority of your friends know about it, they haven't tried it, they haven't experienced it. And then you go out into the marketplace and there's millions more people, and you run into somebody that's friendly and kind and helpful, and you're just dying to give them a card, but you're too afraid. You're too afraid you're going to say the wrong thing, or you're too afraid that you're going to take something away from them. And so we've got to change our perspective. And so what I do is when I'm out and somebody is kind to me, somebody's smiling, somebody seems like they got a lot on the ball, you want somebody that does it? I want somebody that does. I want somebody that's smiling. I want somebody that looks like fun. I want somebody that has energy. I look for people actually that walk fast, because I'm thinking they probably do everything with speed, and this business loves speed. And so I'm looking for that type person, and if they're there, if they're in my path, I feel it's my duty to give them a blitz card. I feel like, why not? Why not? Why not say, have you heard of It Works? Or have you tried that crazy rap thing? It's a beautiful conversation. It may last 10 seconds. They may say thanks, but no thanks. But guess what? I did it. And then here we are. We've got people that, you know, we've blitzed before, or we've gone online and blitzed with our before and afters. It's the same thing, or gone on Instagram. And we think everyone's watching, everyone's heard, everyone's been asked. But that posting is not asking. And even blitzing is not a true ask. It's only, have you tried that crazy rap thing? Well, this is what it is. This is what it does. Until you get to the bottom and you say, hey, would you like to try it today? You have I've got it with me. We can try it right now. And some say yes, some say no. Or you can have a rap party. And some say yes, some say no. But what happens is, you do it once or twice, and you think you're supposed to be so awesome at it, or you're scared to death and you blow it. Well, I can't tell you how many times I blew it, and still to this day, get tongue twisted. However, I do it because there is somebody right there standing that could so use the product, so use the business, and I feel like it's my duty, my obligation to at least share it with them. And so learn the value of the blitz, and it gives you the card, the coupon, gives you a visual. We're visual people, even more visual than we've ever been before. I don't know how I would talk about it or could help them visualize it without the blitz card, without seeing it. This is what it is. This is what it does. And then along the lines of duplication, when you're blitzing someone, that's a potential distributor. That's a potential customer that you're talking to. So if you're saying too much, over-embellishing, overselling, if you're feeling creepy about it at all or scammy about it at all, you don't believe. You don't believe at all. So if that's the way you feel, you need to build your belief level up in the products by taking them, and your belief level up in the opportunity by understanding what it can give you and your family. That's the only reason you're feeling that. If you don't feel you have the correct verbiage, practice. Just practice. Just stand there and practice. And practice with your teams. Get together and blitz each other. The more you practice, the better you get at it. And why do we put so much on ourselves that we think once or twice we would be perfect at it? You're never perfect at it. Every situation is different. I've had people put their hand in my face. I've had people throw the card down. I've had all of that happen to me. But I don't take that personally. I'm like, wow, they've had a bad day. They've had a really bad day. Because I bet they're not that ugly. And they were. And I don't take it personally because that didn't have anything to do with me, because I'm trying to give them a gift. So, Tiffany, it's just keeping it simple, duplicating it, because that person that you're talking to, if you're saying too much, over-embellishing, over-promising, then they're going to turn around and think, I can't do this. I don't want to be a salesperson. I don't want to be like that. So we want to just keep to the script. This is what it is. This is what it does. Be silent. Let them look at it. Let them digest it. Let them read it. Let them come back with a question, and don't answer questions that aren't asked. Answer only the questions that are. And at the end of the conversation, would you like to try it? I have some with me right now. Or if you don't, would you like to try it? You can order online. So I keep it simple. Keep it fun. And know that when you hear that little voice in your head, say, give them a card, give them a card, do it. Do it no matter what. I trust that voice. It's always really been a great tool for me to have that little voice in my head and to trust it. So there you are on your blitz.
I love it.
Can I get to ask you one more question?
Okay.
I know you have, like, another call, so we're good on time for you?
I do, but we're good on time. Yeah.
Okay, good. Speaking of that little voice, I think one of the most powerful stories that you shared when you were here with us. You know, I was talking about when you were working the business and working so hard, and you're on the beach walking, and all of a sudden you just heard the "Let the floodgates open." You know, mm-hmm. let it come in. I wrote that on my wall in my closet when I walk in with my affirmations. But talk about that. That's so awesome.
You know, it's like I was holding myself back. I think we hear that word leader, and we have a couple people on our team, and we wonder if we can handle more. Can I handle more? You know, I love people, and I love to take care of everybody. I'm just like everyone else, and I know Tiffany has a very strong, caring personality. And so we want to always make sure we can nurture enough people along the way. And so what I wasn't realizing is that I was holding people back from joining. Now, what does that mean? Well, I didn't believe that I could handle a large influx of people. This is in the beginning when it was really, I felt like it was just me out there carrying that torch, Mark's back building the infrastructure, and I'm looking for another Pam. I mean, that's really what I was looking for, someone else that would help carry that torch. And so we were getting a lot of people coming in and going out, coming in and going out. And, you know, can I handle this? Can I handle more? We're starting to get some leadership. It's starting to evolve. It's starting to work. But I want to make sure that I can know everybody. And, you know, that's an impossibility when you're building a billion-dollar company. And you're starting to understand that in your team. If you've gotten to Diamond and beyond, it just takes on a life of its own. And so I realized I was holding people back with my thoughts of not being able to do that. So I'm walking on the beach one morning, and it's like just everything opened up for me. I actually see people in a you can call it a pyramid, a triangle, whatever you want, all across the ocean, thousands and thousands of them, just standing there. I kept at this vision, and it's like, let them in, allow them into your business. You're going to be fine. You can handle it. And I mean, I can't explain the feeling, other than it just took my breath away, and I just wanted to crumble. And I realized that I could handle it, that there were thousands and thousands and thousands of people that wanted to come into the opportunity, wanted to come into the business. And when I realized that I could, the floodgates did open. I mean, people started coming in. It's like everything changed. And do that for yours, for your business. And, you know, you just simply say, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Please show me how. I'm ready. And let them come to you. And Tiffany, everybody that's gone to work, really gone to work in your organization, did you have to do very much with them?
No, they got it. You know, it's a little nurturing in the beginning. I guess it's like having babies, and then they just go.
They go. That's what I realized. I was holding on and holding my breath over the ones that weren't working. They were who were draining me. That's what was bothering me. And so when I'm like, oh, okay, all right, let them come. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. They're going to come in just thousands. And you know what? I'm not going to be able to know all their names, and that's okay. It's impossible. It's impossible. We've got ambassadors that break ambassador. We don't know who they are. You know, Tiffany, I know you can't wait for that.
I can't wait for that.
Oh, they're on my team. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of the Fasic team.
Oh.
Wow, you're Ambassador Diamond. Yes, come on, everyone. Let's just all breathe in, breathe out, and say, I can do this. I can do this. So let's get real quiet tonight, find out what you want, know that On the back end of this, we got you. We got everything together for you. Everything is in place. We're so excited about this year. We are going beyond a billion. That's a tremendous amount of growth. So how many millions of dollars of volume flowing through your organizations? A lot. Just a lot. So get out there and do what we do, which is bringing in new customers and new distributors. And really, that's what we get paid for. Everything else just stops you. Don't make new papers. Don't make up excuses. Just start asking people. And the majority are going to say no in the beginning, but they'll watch you. And then when you become a diamond and then a double and on beyond, here they come. They start joining your business and start building a team, a strong team that you are going to reap the benefits of. And so, Tiffany, thanks for having me on tonight. I can't
thank
wait for
you.
The rest of this year.
I know. I get to see you in 30 days. thank you so much. We're so looking forward to it. We appreciate you so much and love you, PM Souter.
All right. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for having me on.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for being on the call. We'll post on our team page so we can hear everybody's ahas, and we all know this call was amazing. So thank you, everybody. We love you. Have an awesome night.